So Ted, do you have the Crater Lake pictures?
I can look. Let me look here. Just a moment. I don't think I do. No. Mm-mm. No, I don't. Oh, wait a minute. I know what you're talking about.
I had texted that one this morning to you. Do you want me to email it instead?
Could you email it? Yes, because I can't get it up. I can't.
Okay. I will send that to you.
Now, that's fast. That is interesting. We'll show you a second example here, Gerhard.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll explain it to you.
Yeah,
all right, I just sent it. So to just kind of give you a little about what I'm going to talk about, I was at Crater Lake in Oregon, USA yesterday.
In Oregon?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
A place called Crater Lake. It's a volcanic crater.
Crater Lake. Okay. Uh-huh. Okay, wonderful.
It's a very well-known tourist location.
Bekannte Touristenattraktion, ja.
There have been literally millions of pictures taken of Crater Lake.
Und da wurden schon ganz viele Millionen Fotos gemacht von diesem Kratersee.
And I have been to Crater Lake about 5 or 6 times.
Du warst, sie war auch schon 5, 6 Mal dort.
And when I went yesterday, the island in the middle called Wizard Island
was in
a different location.
Als ich gestern dort war, diese Insel mitten im See, what is it called, this lake, this island?
It's called Wizard Island.
Wizard Island, and what happened to it?
It was in an entirely different location than any of the other times I've been before.
Ah, und sie sagt, dass diese Insel sich plötzlich ganz woanders befunden hat in dieser Zeitlinie, die sie dort verbracht hat in dieser Zeit. A few kilometers left or right, or what do you think?
No. It went from a great distance. When I've been there before, it's in the northeastern quadrant of the crater, and that was totally to the south, and it was about 3 times larger.
Okay, also diese Insel war jetzt plötzlich im Süden des Sees, nicht mehr im Norden, und sogar um einiges größer als vorher.
There's the picture there.
All right, so
there's the picture.
All right, so hold on, let me tell you about this.
Okay, es gibt jetzt ein neues Foto hier. Bitte weiter auch anschauen auf Facebook, auf Out of This World Radio. Auf Facebook kann man sich das alles anschauen jetzt mit uns.
Right, this photo, I contacted a friend of mine, and she sent me this photo that she had from 2013. So there's no
9 years ago. Yeah.
Yes. This connection was interrupted. I did not hear you.
Okay, I'll repeat.
Yeah, please.
This photo was sent to me from a friend that went to Crater Lake in 2013, and there is no island in the picture.
Also 2013 hat sie ein Foto gemacht von diesem Krater, und da sieht man wirklich den ganzen See vor uns, und da war in der Mitte keine Insel. Diese Insel war gar nicht da. It was not here.
It was not in that reality.
In dieser
so
Realität.
Ted, would you bring up the photo that I sent you of Crater Lake with the island visible?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'll do my best, although some of the pictures have not shown up.
Email them to you, but I thought I had emailed you that.
And
no,
do you?
You didn't.
And do others also remark this, or just some people like you?
Well, you know, what's interesting is I'm in Oregon presently, and I talked to several people here where some remember the island, and some said there was never an island.
Huh. Also sie ist noch immer in Oregon und gerade und hat auch mit einigen Leuten gesprochen und manche von denen sagen, die haben noch nie eine Insel in diesem Krater gesehen und manche sagen, ja, die Insel ist da. Also it depends on who is watching.
Well, it depends on which dimension they were in, you know?
Okay, also es kommt auch darauf an, in welcher Dimension du gerade dich befindest, dann kannst du die verschiedenen Realitäten wahrnehmen. Mhm.
All right, Ted, I'm sending that now.
Okay, thanks. Are you gonna? Okay, great. I'll wait here. Yeah.
Yeah, right, I sent it to your email.
And what?
All right, great.
You said this is called Wizard Island, right?
Yes.
Yes, and. How do you explain how is this phenomenon here? Are there living wizards over there?
You know, your guess is as good as mine, but it's absolutely happening.
Mm-hmm. So maybe, yeah. Also es ist einfach passiert und es ist so, yeah. You cannot explain why.
Hey, I'm not.
No, kannst nicht erklären warum.
Oh, here it is. Finally came through. Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ted macht jetzt das nächste Foto auf.
Crater Lake.
Yeah. Okay. Here we go.
With
oh, it's a beautiful picture. All right.
Okay. Also es wird ein neues Foto aufgemacht von Crater Lake, von dem Kratersee in Oregon. Und da sieht man in der Mitte die große Insel.
Now,
this is really the same Michelle, lake.
it's loading. Mm. There you go.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, it's there.
Maybe it's a U-boat. maybe it's a U-boat.
Who knows?
You know what I mean.
You never know, my friends. Yeah. Okay. And, let me share this.
And there it is. There it is, bigger than Dallas.
What is this?
Wow. Okay.
This is the same location.
Wizard Island.
But Wizard Island is in the picture, where it wasn't in the other one.
Okay, ja, das ist die gleiche Aufnahme wie vorher, aber diese Insel ist in der Mitte plötzlich eben sichtbar. Mm-hmm. And did you Photoshop it? No.
No,
sie hat
sich mit
Photoshop
hineingekriegt.
No.
I've heard of this island for many years. I mean, under one timeline, Gerhard, the Wizard Island has been there for maybe tens of thousands of years, and suddenly now it's disappeared. How do you explain that? I don't know, but it's different timelines, I think.
Mm. But if it's really a crater, then there should not be an island in the middle. There must be a big, deep hole in the middle. isn't it so?
Well, Michelle can tell you about the UFOs that people see.
It is a very deep, it's almost all of the volcanoes.
Noch einmal. Also we have a bad internet connection now. Sorry.
It's okay.
Maybe we have to restart it or like something like this.
Hmm? No, I think we're okay. Let's see. If Michelle, are you there? I hope.
She's frozen. Is it eingefroren?
Yeah, that's too bad.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Ted. Another picture,
we'll
maybe.
A couple of minutes and
have a lot of UFO.
Yeah. There we go. There's Michelle.
Hmm. So this is not good for the radio show. The listeners are decreasing.
That's okay. Okay. Well, we'll get in. Not a problem. There's Michelle.
Can you hear me?
Okay.
Yes. You disappeared.
I hear you just fine, Michelle.
Do you wear a different timeline?
Yeah, well, apparently we needed a reboot.
Yeah. Okay, also sie war gerade in einer anderen Zeitlinie. Sie ist gerade verschwunden, aber hoffentlich klappt jetzt die Verbindung.
Sometimes if we're having low bandwidth, for example, if you cut the video, then you'll have better audio, just as an idea. But we can hear you, Michelle. Well, the people that saw this Wizard Island, and then they saw it in one, remember it, and those who didn't, were they in different dimensions, you think?
Well, I mean, they would have had to have been, you know. But what's interesting is the picture that you showed first that had no Wizard Island was from 2013. And this picture is of you know, I took this picture yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Also das Foto, was sie jetzt zeigt, ist nämlich von heute, also eigentlich von gestern. Und das andere war von 2013 und da war keine Insel und jetzt ist die Insel mittendrin. Mhm. Okay.
So, you know, why was it there, you know, yesterday and it wasn't there in their reality 2013? Yeah. I mean, I don't know how to even answer that except dimensions.
Hmm.
Right.
Ja, right. Keiner hat eine Antwort drauf.
Okay. Now the planet is going into the higher dimensions. And this month we're already in the fourth dimension. So maybe that's the reason why we see the picture of this island, because we are now in the fourth, that area, Crater Lake, is now in the fourth dimension.
Okay, also Ted sagt, dass dieser See jetzt in der vierten Dimension ist und dass deswegen plötzlich auch dieser Berg, also diese Insel, sichtbar ist. You were in the fourth dimension also, Ted? Or are you still?
I feel like I'm in the fourth dimension now, yeah.
You're still in the fourth dimension?
Six. Yeah.
So, you see me? Can you see me? I'm still here in your reality.
Yeah, you're still in my reality because you're ascending too, Gerhard, and Michelle I know is. So, and the radio program is ascending as well. So we're all going up higher in different dimensions.
Okay. So, ist auch mein Bild eingefroren. Also, we have a funny technique problems tonight. I started again my picture. Okay. Go ahead.
I'm ripping through. Not a problem.
But what's interesting to me is that when I came up to the rim of the crater, I recognized immediately that the island was not in the same place I had always seen it before.
Ja, genau. Sie hatte noch, sie möchte noch also ganz besonders war, dass die Insel ja auf einem anderen Platz war. It looks now it is in the middle of the sea, and what you said some years ago, it was in the north.
It was in the northeastern portion of the crater, and now it's in the south portion of the crater, closer to the visitor center.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Also es ist auch noch interessant, dass eben dazwischen diese Insel woanders war. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Do you think the U.S. Forest move the crater so it'd be closer to the visitor center?
I doubt it. I don't know exactly how to even think about it.
Okay. Now let's change the topic. What can we also bring to our listeners? What else?
You know, last weekend I was teaching a class, and I went to this building where I was teaching, and I've been there five or six times, and every time I've been there, the building was white.
White.
And this, color white. And this last time when I came there, the building was yellow.
Okay. Also sie hat eine Ausbildung gemacht und war in diesem Zentrum, und immer wenn sie die letzten Male dort war, war dieses Gebäude weiß, und dieses Mal war es zum ersten Mal gelb. So, they painted it.
Well, they did not paint it. When I asked them about it, they said it's always been yellow.
Also jetzt sagen sie, es war immer schon gelb. Okay? Another sign. Ein weiteres Zeichen. Okay?
Let me share with you a little story after you're done, Michelle. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Ted.
Ted erzählt uns auch eine Geschichte.
Well, I was going to say, I'm in regular contact with my Pleiadian brothers and sisters.
Er ist ständig in Kontakt mit seinen plejadischen Freunden und Brüdern und Schwestern von den Plejaden.
Mhm. There was a book written in 1978, called UFO Contact from the Pleiades.
Und da gab es ein Buch aus dem Jahre 1978, eben das Buch Kontakt mit den Plejaden.
And the Pleiadians can do time travel.
Und sie können eben Zeitreisen machen, die Plejader.
So they did this with Billy Meyer.
Und sie machten das mit Billy Meyer. Who is Billy Meyer?
Oh, he's a UFO contactee, a Pleiadian contactee in Switzerland.
Okay, ein Schweizer, der Kontakte hat.
Zurich. Yeah, I've been to his ranch, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
But at any rate, they went back to the year was 1976.
Mm-hmm.
And they went back before this tree existed to 1956. And they took the tree out, so it was not planted there. And then they came forward again in time 20 years later to 1976.
Mm-hmm.
And they took two pictures, one on one timeline with the tree, 20-year-old tree, and a second picture that the tree wasn't there.
Mm-hmm.
And they demonstrated two different timelines. They talk about this in the book. It's very interesting.
Okay, also die Plejade haben...
Kind of like...
Was? Let me translate.
Kind of like this same thing.
Again? What?
It's like this island where it appears in one picture but not in another.
Mm-hmm. Okay, also die Geschichte ist die, in diesem Buch wurde beschrieben, dass eben ein Baum sozusagen 30 Jahre zurück durch eine Zeitreise von Plejadern, die haben dann den Samen rausgenommen und somit den Baum, das Wachstum des Baums verhindert. Und damit haben sie demonstriert, zwei Zeitlinien. In einer Zeitlinie gibt es diesen Baum an dieser Stelle und durch diese Veränderung gibt es eine zweite Zeitlinie, wo es keinen Baum an dieser Stelle gibt. That means two different timelines are the summit, or what is it called? The Ergebnis. Because somebody is messing with time hopping.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. I think it corresponds to the ascension, because it's all about raising resonance and the higher you go in scalar. You know, if you're not in scalar realms, then that's not a dimension that you're going to exist in. Or maybe, you know, in those realms, you know, certain things don't exist at all. So I think it absolutely lends itself to ascension.
Mhm. Also die Michelle meint, das hängt auch wirklich zusammen mit dem Aufstieg. Weil wenn du in der Skalarenergie bist, dann ist das halt anders, nimmst du es anders wahr, als wenn nicht, also wenn du nicht bist. Wir haben letztes Mal schon gehört, es ist ein Unterschied, ob wir in Frequenzen schwingen oder in Skalarschwingungen leben. Scalar energy is connected with the heart, is it right?
Well, the entire universe is scalar.
Also das ganze Universum ist Skalarenergie. And the difference to frequencies?
Well, frequency has to do with hertz. It's a particular type of energy is frequency. And scalar is about resonance.
Okay. As a
and how you think about resonance is when you're close to something, hot or cold, you become hot or cold.
Mm-hmm.
And that's scalar resonance.
Okay. Hertz is the wave one period in 1 second per second. This is 1 hertz. So it is related to the time, and in you can say time is an illusion in another dimension, and that's why you cannot count in hertz anymore. So everything is a scalar resonance.
I would say that's exactly where we're going.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Also eigentlich ist Schwingung, wie ich früher gedacht habe, Schwingung ist eigentlich das ganze Universum, ist doch nur ein Teil des Universums, weil Schwingung ist ja immer ein Wechsel pro Sekunde ist ja ein Hertz. Und egal jetzt, ob es viele Hertz und eine hohe Schwingung oder eine geringe Schwingung, es ist immer noch gebunden an die Illusion der Zeit, wenn wir im Verhältnis dazu denken, eben, dass das Leben in Wahrheit oder die Quelle, dass alles dahinter zeitlos ist, Raum und zeitlos ist, der Ursprung des Lebens, des Universums, also wenn wir in diesen Dimensionen denken, dann ist eigentlich auch die Frequenz dann nur mehr Illusion. Sehr philosophisch. sophisticated.
Well, you know, it's interesting.
Michelle.
Go ahead, Ted.
Well, I was just going to say, I think you were the one who told me about a flock of birds disappearing.
Yeah,
somebody
right.
did.
This was
and
last night.
That was
night.
Going into dimension.
Let's show you.
Last night, yeah. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, we had spoken about that the last time I was on Radio Soul.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right.
That
happened
September 7th.
Also, wir haben auch hier letztes Mal gebracht, und zwar es war ein Schwarm von Vögeln am Himmel und beim zweiten Hinschauen war der plötzlich weg und das war auch ein Sprung, ein Zeitsprung. It reminds me to Harry Potter.
Really? It's quite interesting, isn't it?
Der breaks in the time. Ah, no, this was the Matrix. The Matrix with the cat.
In Matrix, they
said when the cat appears, then this is a sign for a change in the Matrix. So,
okay. Well, I think you know it's worth mentioning that you know our bodies were designed to be scalar, and the reason why I say that is because a scalar wave is like water. Mm-hmm. And we're 70% water. So our bodies are designed to run scalar.
Also Dr. Michelle Peel sagt, mm-hmm. das ist deswegen auch wichtig für uns, weil unser Körper designed ist für Skalarwellen. Und sie beschreibt Skalarwellen ähnlich wie Wellen. Mm-hmm.
So this is absolutely going to assist in not only the ascension, but our becoming completely well of any difficulty.
Also es hängt zusammen mit dem Aufstieg und es wird immer gut, immer besser werden ohne diese Schwierigkeiten, wenn ich es richtig übersetzt habe.
So that to me is very exciting, you know, and these are just, you know, pictures that give us evidence that things are happening.
Genau, und diese Bilder, die sie jetzt auch gezeigt hat, die zeigen uns, dass tatsächlich das gerade passiert. Verschiedene Realitäten treffen aufeinander. Is it a good example for this? I have situations in past where I talk to my partner or friend and then he understood totally different. I did not say this. Or a few days ago, We went on a seminar and met people, and one of these participants, she said, "Hey, you told me to make the next session with me. Where are you?" And I said, "I never told this to you. How can it be?" Also jemand sagt zu dir, behauptet etwas, dass du es gesagt hättest, und du hast es aber nie gesagt. Also maybe, ja, möglicherweise ist das ähnlich. Also wir sollten aufpassen. There can happen many difficulties and problems with communication with people also.
Well, I think it's worth mentioning that I think that we operate on a lot of different levels at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
But until we become conscious and fully in that band, if you will, you're not aware of it.
Mhm. Also ich habe gesagt, es kann sein, dass wir unterschiedliche dass es auch Probleme in der Kommunikation verursachen kann, ne? Und wir sollten halt dieser Sache gewahr sein, ja. Ich wollte euch dazu sagen, einfach in der Kommunikation auch nachfragen, hast du das jetzt wirklich gesagt oder vielleicht ist ein Missverständnis auch passiert, ne? Okay, Tell.
I think as the vibrations go higher and higher on this planet Earth, you're going to see more anomalies, more situations like this, where you could swear the building was yellow and now it's white. You could say something like, there's an island always there and now it's gone. Or maybe, you know, there's two different tracks appearing and you don't know how to explain it. I think that's happening to a lot of people.
Also viele Anomalien passieren und häufen sich jetzt. Also es wird noch einiges auf uns zukommen. Okay.
Well, and you know, the thing about it is these are things that are really, you know, blatant and big. How many other things are happening that are small that we're missing? Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm saying right. Pay attention.
You're saying what?
Mm-hmm. Pay attention, you know, be looking for it.
Genau, wir sollen aufpassen auf solche Dinge. Es passieren auch im Kleinen, im Alltag auch Dinge, die plötzlich ganz anders sind als vorher. Achten wir mal darauf. And what's the sense of all this? What's the sense of all this?
I think it's transitional. You know, we're in the in-between. You know, as we're moving from one dimension to the other, we're just in between. And so we're picking up these anomalies because we haven't really landed where we're going to go yet.
Also transitional, hat sie gesagt. Also es ist so wie, es ist übergangsmäßig. Can it be that some realities are just fading away?
I would say that, you know, when you go fully into four and you don't have any foot in three, whatever was in three would not exist for you in four and vice versa.
Okay. Also es könnten auch Realitäten verschwinden. Sie sagt, ja, klar, so ähnlich wie wir es gerade beschrieben haben, dass eben, wenn du die Dimension wechselst, dass halt dann die andere aus deinen Augen verschwindet, dass du sie nicht mehr wahrnehmen kannst.
So it's going to be interesting when I'm back in the office next week to see how people are presenting physically, because there's probably going to be some changes there as well.
Also sie ist schon neugierig, wie es dann sein wird, wenn sie zurück in ihr Büro kommt, ob sich auch die Leute verändert haben.
Because in the last 6 months there's been a tremendous amount of problems with the heart and the arteries that we spoke of before.
Es gab viele Probleme mit the heart and the what?
And the arteries into the heart.
Ah, die arteries.
Yes.
Die Arterien, diese, ja, da gab es viele Probleme, Herzprobleme bei den Menschen. And how does it connect to the ascension, the heart problems?
Well, I think that the heart problems were not a problem with the ascension.
No.
I think the heart problems were when there wasn't an ascension. But we're in that process now, so those should by default improve.
Also sie meint, es ist kein Zusammenhang jetzt mit Herzproblemen, mit dem Aufstieg, sondern man hatte Herzprobleme viel mehr vor dem Aufstieg. And now the ascension is closer, the heart problems fading away?
That's what I'm hoping to see when I get back in the office next week.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You're a practical doctor?
I'm a naturopathic doctor.
A what?
A naturopathic, that means everything by natural means no drugs.
Okay, also Naturheilkunde, Doktor. Und ihre Patienten, also sie hatte sehr viele Patienten früher mit Herzproblemen und sie hofft, dass es jetzt auch zurückgeht durch diese erhöhten Schwingungen des Aufstiegs. Mhm. So you have to tell us afterwards if there was a change.
Would you repeat, please, Gerhard?
I mean, afterwards you went back to the office, then you have to tell us what was changed.
Absolutely. You know, my practice for almost 30 years has been non-product. I don't use product. I work with techniques mm-hmm. to balance the electrical current in the body, because if you get the current turned on in the body will heal itself.
Also sie hat Techniken, mit denen sie hilft, dass der elektrische Strom in den Körpern, im Körper balanciert wird. Also die Strom oder auch Nervenleiter, Bahnen und so weiter, was wir alles haben, Meridiane, dass sie das balanciert. Und das sind eben Naturheilpraktiken, die sehr zum Erfolg führen. Und das macht sie schon seit 30 Jahren. Since 30 years already. Wonderful.
So, you know, as the resonance increases and people are going through the ascension process, then the electrical resonance in the body will go up and the healing will progress more rapidly.
Also diese Resonanz mit den Skalarwellen durch die höheren Frequenzen oder eben durch den mehr Wahrnehmung durch der Skalarwellen, kann man sagen, genau, die unterstützen den Heilungsprozess.
So to me, it makes sense that that's exactly what will happen. And I would be happy to come back in maybe a couple of weeks. Let's look what the pattern looks like and give you an update.
Und sie freut sich schon auch, wenn sie ein paar Wochen nachher dann zurück ist, ob sich da das Muster verändert hat. Und ja.